page 16 in the packet. We have a pasuk in Yechezkel. Very fascinating pasuk. Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Ben Adam Yoshvei Charovot Ha'ela Al Mas Yisrael Omrim Leimor Echad Haya Avraham Vayirash Es Ha'aretz. Echad Haya Avraham. So the Metzudas David explains, what does this phrase Echad Haya Avraham mean? Pasuk Yecheskel Lamed Gimel Chav Dalet. So as David says, Halo Avram Haya Yechidi. Avram was a Yachid. In Kol Zeh Nitno Lo Eretz Yisrael Morasha. Avram was one person, and he was given Eretz Yisrael. Banachnu Neshoyim Po Halo LeRabim Nechshav Lemulo. Kol Art Nitno Lo Nitno Morasha. Kosher Hoyel V'Nisharu Ba. Yerusha's Arslum Shobakaz, Kil Yomu Af, one of them saying, Mad, Hal Avram Haya Echa, the Yerusha's Akal. So, therefore, Kol Shekain, that we are the masses, we should be Yerusha Eretz Yisrael. So, Echa Haya Avram. So simple pshat means that Avram was a singular person and he got Eretz Yisrael. So Kal Vachomer, the Jewish community as a whole, should get Eretz Yisrael. So I'd like to say another pshat in Echad Haya Avram. And I heard this pshat from Rabbi Tzvi Ram, the rabbi here in the yeshiva, who's the rabbi in the Bialystok Shul on the Lower East Side. And he was saying a hesped to somebody, my aunt's father, and he said a beautiful pshat in a Gemara in Brachas. And with that pshat, I'd like to explain Echa Yaharavram and explain this whole thing. The on page 18, the Gemara in Brachas, and Samach Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, when Rabbi Akiva was going to be taken out to be executed, and they were, you know, combing his flesh with metal combs. So Mikabel Olav Ol Malchus Shamayim. And when he said the word Echad, his neshama went out. So the Gemara says, Yotza Baskol, Fa'omra, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, She Yotza Nishmoscha Be'echad. That Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, that your neshama went out Be'echad. So Rabbi Ram said a beautiful idea. What's the significance? So he says, perhaps it means like this. Besides the Pashup Shat, you know, that he, when he was saying the word Echad, that's when his Neshama went out. But perhaps another idea that could be incorporated in this idea, what Rabbi Ram was saying, is the following. That, you know, when a person is born, so he's a certain way. He has a certain personality when he's born, a certain way. He's not conniving. He's not fragmented. But sometimes when a person gets older, so he acts one way, when he's in the shul, he acts another way when he's in business. He becomes fragmented as like multi-personalities. You know, when he's with this type of person, he acts this way. When he's somewhere else, he acts this way. He's not Tocho Gevoro. He says one thing, he means another thing. But Rabbi Akiva, Yotza Nishmoscha Be'echad means that through his entire life, till the very end, he was that one Rabbi Akiva. In other words, he was a tzaddik in the house, he was a tzaddik in the street, he was a tzaddik with a plain person, he was a tzaddik with a chashev person. It didn't matter. There was no, he was not a fragmented person that is acting different. And that's how he said pshat in this Gemara. So based on this, I want to be mosif and develop this idea with Avram Avinu. That the pasuk in Yecheskel, Echad Haya Avram, is that same idea. That Avram Avinu was this individual who had a life where he was, as we discussed in the previous year, that Avram Avinu was a kavua. He was a person, as the pasuk says, the first pasuk on the page here, for Avram zokim ba bayomim, Hashem beirach es Avram bakol. That Avram was zokin, he was Baba Yomim. He was Baba Yomim. So what does that mean? So says the Degel Machane Ephraim on page 2. What does it mean he was Baba Yomim? Baba Yomim, last three lines. Avram Baba Yomim haynu shu ba b'chol ha-yomim. Sha'af b'mei ha-yaldus hayem mekariv atzmu l'Hashem Yisbarach. V'zehu ashrei yolodseinu shlo b'isha es ziknuseinu. In other words, Baba Yomim means that all his days, even his days of his youth, he was a righteous person. It wasn't that he was one way, he used to be this type, and then he became that type. He wasn't a fragmented person. And that's what he quotes here in the beginning of the piece from the Gemara Sukkah, when in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva they say, Ashrei Yolodseinu Shalabisha Es Ziknuseinu. In other words, you have to do tshuva when you're young, so it shouldn't bring a busha to you that when you're old, that this is the way you were when you were young. And he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says in the Pasuk, Mipnei Seva Tokum. So the Pashup Shot means when an old person comes in, he's supposed to stand up. But the Zohar, as we'll see soon, Mipnei Seva Tokum, Kadim Shifta Diloch Tokum. Whereas before you get old, when you're still young, you should get up and do tshuva and be a good person. You shouldn't say, well, I'm going to wait, I'm going to procrastinate when I get old, when I get more, you know, then I'll start to be the way I'm supposed to be. But now I can fool around, etc. Mipnei seva tokum means that even, mipnei means before, lifnei, loshon lifnei, that's how the Zohar teaches. Mipnei seva tokum means before you become a seva, you should already tokum. That's the pasuk in Kedoshim, mipnei seva tokum adat pnei zokin. So if you look in the Zohar, on page 5, Besutaninan, Haikra l'Joshua da'osa, Mivnei Seva Tokum, Kamed Isaru be Chavraya, Mivnei Seva Tokum is Harlei b'Lebarnosh, Ad lo yistalek b'sivusa, until you become a Sova, an old person, Dikum b'kimuva tova ba'alma. That you should do good things. Sheyamad b'kim tov ba'olam, and the Yedid Nefesh Perish says, She Yoshev b'tshuva v'yokum k'masa tovim who perish atevim mipnei who kodim Ratzalomah she toshev b'tshuva kodim she tiyeh zokein u'bal seva. Means when you're young, you have an opportunity. You shouldn't say, well, and this way you'll have a life that's not fragmented. Of course, everyone, you know, when they were younger, perhaps did things that they, you know, they regret or they're mischaret. But it means in general, when you still have these years of youth, of strength, so you have to already start being over Hashem. And that's the Degel Machane Ephraim explains, that shot in Avram was Baba Yomim, means all his days came with him, all his days were days of things that of ruchnius, of emuna, etc. Now, part of this idea of being echad, not being fragmented, is to make sure to put yourself in a situation, in a sviva, that you're going to be surrounded with kedusha. But if you put yourself into a situation where the surroundings are not going to be good, so it's going to have an ill effect on you. So it's very important whether you have the type of household you have, where you live, what you let in your house. You know, a house. You know, I'm not saying for everybody, but you know, a house that has a TV playing all the time is a different type of house than a house which doesn't have that, or doesn't even have a TV in such a house. In other words, it's a certain level of kedusha to be echad, to be, you know, to be that a person of kedusha, not only in the base medrash, but even in the house outside, not to be fragmented, to be echad. And the more the kedusha is, that's going to have a hashpa on you. And if a person thinks that it doesn't have a hashpa, he's going to be mistaken. A person who's in the base medrash in the shul, and then he puts himself into places that are not kadosh, he's going to be fragmented. As much as he could try to keep the, you know, the negative influences away from him, it's going to have an effect on him. In fact, there's a beautiful pshat in the Teferet Shlomo of Radomsk. He says pshat in a pasuk in Chai Sora, page 7. It says, "Vayusam lefan of lecho." So this is Eliezer. He went to the house of Lavan. So he didn't want to eat right away. And you know what he says? In other words, he wouldn't eat right away. Lo ochal ad im dibarti devorai. So why wouldn't he eat? So the Targum Yonason on page 8 says an unbelievable thing. Targum Yonason says, Yonason ben Uzziel, V'sadru kume lemechal tafshila debeisama, dekotil v'argish be v'omar lochal ad demala piskomi. So the Hebrew translation, Vayarchu lefan of lechel tafshil asher bo som hamovis. V'hir gishpo, v'yomer lochal ad asher daber devari v'yomer daber. In other words, they put poison in his food. They put poison in his food. So Eliezer says, I'm not going to eat this food, let me speak. And he was, you know, he didn't want to eat the food. So the Pashup shot is that they put poison in his food. Loving, you know, what can you expect? So the Teferet Shlomo has another pshat in this pasuk. Lo'uchal adim dibarti. Vayom evan avram avnochli. Yadua divrei chach hazal. Shehayu noslim sam amavis b'mocholo. L'cheina yolo lo'uchal adim dibar divari. Hanirli l'remez b'zal pi ha'yadua. Godo malas hanene mishulchono shal tal michochem. Ha'tzadikim. In other words, if you eat with a Talmud Chacham, the food that you get, the whole atmosphere is infused with Kedusha. So the Pshat, he said, beautiful Pshat, Rabbi said, beautiful Pshat. Listen to this Pshat that the Teferet Shlomo is going to say. You eat from the Shulchan Shal Talmidei Chacham HaTzadikim, Asher Kedusha Shemacholam, Mevi El Ha'odam Kedusha Yisera, L'Sayel Ha'avodas HaBoreh. But machal that doesn't have kedusha, metamtem lev ha'adam. It stuffs you up. It takes away the kedusha. Chaim be'emes heim lo nosnu klum sam betoch macholam. Acha machol shalahem haya. In other words, he thinks you don't have to learn the pasha pshat, that they put mamish poison. You know what the pshat is? The base lovan was such a makom of tumah that everything there, all the food, was like poison. Because if you're in a makom of tumah, everything is affected by that. It wasn't sam hamavis mamish. It was like sam hamavis. Yanki, who hayar gilach, because he was rogil lechol mishulchano. Eliezer was in Avram's house. Shal Avram Avinu, v'sara imenu. He mechinu mashal samachol mitzad hakedusha. V'ol tomer chayim zochu. So he says, I can't eat this food, he said. But it doesn't end here. He says, this food has tumah because it's in an atmosphere of such tumah. V'chein kasher bo ha'ever al beis lovan b'suah ha'yaroi yaroi l'nafsho mi'macholom l'bal yitamtem libo kimo som ha'melvas. Not som ha'melvas, literally. It's like som ha'melvas. L'zos l'rotzo l'echol ad asher yidaber divrei Torah. So he says, I have to speak first. I have to speak divrei Torah, and when I speak divrei Torah, that's going to be bring kedushin to this makom. Then I can eat the food. So what did he say? What was his dvar Torah? Ki divrei Torah mevi kedusha l'toch ha'machal. Ze omar ever Avram Anochi, v'zehu divrei Torah ki masaper b'shivchol shel tzadik hu kumo divrei Torah uvezeh hayanitzol. Whereas it wasn't some complicated pshat. Ever Avram Anochi, he was speaking about the praise of Avram Avinu. He was speaking about the shvach of Avram Avinu. That was the Divrei Torah. You speak about the shvach of a tzaddik, that's the Divrei Torah, and that infused a kedusha in the atmosphere. And now, he could eat the food. So that's the big yisod, Rabbi Hussein. That whatever atmosphere you're going to put yourself in, that's going to affect you. It's going to affect everything in surroundings. You have an atmosphere in your house. You get married. You have a house that has kedusha in it. Then the whole atmosphere is a different atmosphere. You have a house that there's tumah in it. Its whole atmosphere is different. And that's why he says, I can't eat this food. Because this house is surrounded with tumah. To me, that's poison. Not necessarily literally poison. He's teaches the Targum Yonison. But now, let me speak first. And what's the Dvar Torah? Ever Avram Anochi. I'm a chassid of Avram Avinu. That was his Dvar Torah. And that infused Kedusha in the food. And Mimelan, now we could eat. Then, the Pasuk continues. Take a look. On page 7. Mavo hayom el ayin. Pasuk mem beis. Mavo hayom el ayin. Vomar Hashem Elokei Adonai Avram yesh chanon matzlech darkia. So Rashi says, "Vavo hayom, hayom yotzosi, v'hayom bosi." That Eliezer says, "I made it in one day." Mikan shekof solo ha'aretz. He had kvitzas haderech. He was able to make the trip back and forth in one day. So what's this idea that he made the trip back and forth in one day? So says the Tiferet Shlomo on page 9, another word from the Tiferet Shlomo, the Radomsker, on page 9, the fourth column. Vavo hayom el ayin, Perish Rashi hayom yotzase ve'yom bosi. Yesh vadakte, maika mashpulon bezeh hayom bosi. What's the pshat? היום יוצאי, היום בוסי. אך איני יש לבר על פי מה שכוסוב, ובטוב המחדש בכל יום טובין מעשה בראשית. מכל מיוני החוכמה והתורה מסחדש בכל יום. There was על ידי חידושי תורה. שהצדיק וחדש מזה מסחדש בכל יום מעשה בראשית. In other words, the world gets its sustenance from the Divrei Torah that's constantly being learned and being mischadesh every single day. Eliezer was domestic Eliezer. What does Rashi say? Domestic means sheyadoyle umashke mitoras rabo lachem. Ve'atzalom od shenizbatel yom hazeh mechidushei Torah shel Avraham Avinu. Hein hayom hazeh sheholach meiz pnei Avraham Avinu vayishma mimeni. Imenu divrei Torah haya hechrech sheyovo bosa yom lemchos chefso leman lo yisbatel yom echad minishmo chidushei Torah mipi rabo. Shalade Torah so mischadish b'chayom. He says, I'm on this trip, but I have to come back right away because I can't waste a day from being by Avraham Avinu. Hayom yotzosi v'hayom basi. So I think this is a tremendous Musar Haskil also, that a person wants to have a shleimus in learning and Torah. He wants to be an echad. He doesn't want to be fragmented. So he has to make sure that he's consistent. He comes to shir every day. He davens every day. He does chesed every day. Every day is a mitzias b'fnei atzmo. So he says, Hayom yotzosu v'yom bosi. I need kfitzis aderech because I can't miss a day by Avraham Avinu. And he was doing it for a good reason. You know, if he would have stayed a day longer, a couple of days longer, people wouldn't have had a taina on him. But he would lose out. And a lot of times, people have to miss. I miss a shir, miss a day, this, that. And you know, there are a lot of good excuses. But we miss the shleimus then. Every day, you should view as a beryeh b'fnei atzmo. You want to be echad hayavram. You don't want to be fragmented. You want to be a shleimus of echad hayavram. So that's this other word. You have to be in a sviva, like the Tiferet Shlomo says, that the of kedusha, and you have to be consistent. You have to come every day, day in and day out. And in the Zera Kodesh of the Naftali of Rupshitz, he writes on page 10, Hoyoma ki akosv omer lona te kosho shal Avraham Avinu sha'ap sha'oz hayo zokein v'halach Part of it is every day you should have a freshness in your avoda, and he says that's pshad in Eliezer. Hayom yotzosi, hayom bosi. In the next column, so much avoda hayom aliyah, hayom yotzosi al derech she muva betana delveil. B'chol yom adam nimkar, b'chol yom adam nifte, b'chol yom ameis, b'chol yom adam mischaya. Chen omer hayom yotzosi v'yom bosi. K'shukri yotzosi miolam azeh. Hayom bosi lo lamaze. Lakin tzorich b'chol yom la'askel mechadash b'avodoso. That hayom, the lashon of hayom is b'chol yom yu b'necha chadashim. That's Avraham Azokim b'ba yomim. Every day was a new day for him. And Eliezer, avo hayom ela'ayin, he learned that midah from Avraham Avinu. And that's what it says in the Tana de Bei Eliyahu on page 11. It says, Tess, Amar David HaMelech, Ani Agit Kolso, B'chol Yom V'yom Adam Nimkar, B'chol Yom Nifter. He says, every day a person is recreated. Every day he dies, every day he's recreated again. So every day is a new opportunity. So we should try to have Shleimus, but we should realize that every day is a new opportunity. Every day is another opportunity that we could we could be misakein, and we can get this madrega of echad. Of Echad Haya Avram Avinu. That Achdus, that Echad. The Echad being, not being fragmented. Not being just to live a life of Kedusha in the Beis Medrash, but then live a life of Tumah outside the Beis Medrash, or in the house, or in your household. It's Kedusha all over. It's Echad. Echad Haya Avram. And we know the Pasuk of Hashem Beirach as Avram Bakol, the famous Chazal in the Gemara in Bava Basra, on page 12 on Tezayin Amid Beis, Kitanai, Hashem Beirach as Avram Bakol, Mai Bakol, Rameir Omer, Shalohoi Shalobas. He didn't have a daughter, Rav Yehuda Omer Shalohoi Shalobas. Came over in Bas Hoi Shalol Avram, U Bakol Shema. So the different pshatim in this. Hashem Beirach as Avram Bakol. So the Kedushas Levi quotes, he says, Bas Hayisom Avram, Yuvum Zem, the Zohar says, Bas Kol Yotzis Mihar Chorev Omer Shuvu Bonim Shovovim, Yish Lohovin Mazah Hakol, Nira Aval Pisha Odom Eino Shomea Hakol, Chol Yom Sarus Tshuva, Zohar Machmas Hachrozes Hakol. And the Bas means the Mida of Kol. What's the Mida of Kol? So the Midah of Kol, as he says in the third column, Yesh Tzadik Shakol Mavushon Befil HaKlal, Yesh Tzadik Shemvon Al Atzmo, Hayam Mavukoshon Al HaKlal, Zeh Hashem Beirach Zavram, Vomim Avram Bakol, Ki Yes Hukumo Am, Beirach Zavram Bakol, Hashayam Mavukoshon, Tshishpi Al HaKol. So whereas Avram had this Midah of Kol, that he was Mashpia, he's mashpia on everybody. You see, the Kedushas Levi on page 14, the last column, says Kol is the Midas Histapkus. That, you know, if you have the attitude that you have everything, I don't need more. But Kol is also the Midah of Kololius. But one more point to this Echad. There's another pasuk about Avram Avinu and Yeshua on page 19. Avram Avinu and Yeshua, it says, Shem Chevron Lefonim Kiryas Arba Ha'odom Ha'godol Ba'anokim. It speaks about the Odom Ha'godol Ba'anokim, the giant among giants. So Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah on page 20, Ha'odom ha'godol ba'anokim ze Avram. He was the godol sheba'anokim. So what's this midah of godol? Godol ba'anokim. So if Yosef Engel says, look in Rav Yosef Engel, Tiferes Yosef, page 21. Neimidas Avram in Yono Ha'achdus Echad Haya Avram Midosu Hu Gmilas Chasodim. We know Avram was the Ish Chesed, so Gmilas Chasodim is to be Mashpia something on somebody else. So when you Mashpia on someone else, you make a Chibur between yourself, the Mekabel, and the Nosing. And that's what Avram was. He was a Mashpia. Mashpia with Chesed, with Ruchnias Chesed, with Gashmias Chesed, that brings what? That brings Achdus. That's another meaning of Echad, Hayavram. Besides the Echad, we said Echad means not to be fragmented, to always be a good person. It's Baba Yomim, to use all your days. And echad means to be always in a sviva of ruchni, always have kedusha surrounding you. And echad means not to miss a day, like avo hayom el ayin. Another meaning of echad, says Rav Yosef Engel, echad is a chibur. And Avram was called echad because he was a gomel chesed. So he, when you give chesed to somebody, you create a chibur between the mekabel and the nosi. So why is that called gadol? So he says, so Rav Yosef Engel on page 22 says like this. In the bottom of the first column, in the inyan ichud and nefrad nikra gedula, al pi ashas brachas l'cha Hashem ha-gedula, zol kriyas yamsuf. L'cha Hashem ha-gedula, was Hashem was korea yamsuf. Al pi divir amaral, the kasha zivugul shal odom, ichud ha-nefradim ki kriyas yamsuf. So Kriyas Yamsuf, you're taking two things apart. And that's called the Gedula. So too, putting things that are, in other words, L'cha Hashem Gedula is Kriyas Yamsuf, but putting things back together is also Gedula. And that's the pshat, that Avram Avinu was the Gadol Ba'anokim, because the Midah of Gadlus is the Midah to be Ma'achid things together. And that's why Avram was called a Gadol Sheba'anokim, and that's Echad. That's that midah of echad, to be able to bring people together. To bring people together, to be mashpi on people, to bring people together. That's also the midah of Avram. So echad haya Avram, as Rabbi Ram said, that Rabbi Akiva, his yotzon nishmoso be'echad, that his whole life was echad, meaning he wasn't fragmented. His whole life was be'echad. So what does that mean? It was be'echad, his whole life was be'echad. So he said it means that he had a life. The whole life was filled with Kedusha from Mitchila Sof. He was Baba Yomim. He used all his days. He was Mekayim Ibnei Seva Tokum. That he did Tshuva before he was a Seva. Even though, you know, when he was little, he might have been, grew up in Beis Terach. He was Echad. He had Kedusha surrounding him. And that's why Eliezer says, I can't eat the food in Beis Lovan because it's Tumah. I don't have the Echad. I don't have, I'm fragmented. I'm in a Mokum. Tuma, Hayom Yotzasi, Hayom Bosi. I can't miss a day of Avraham Avinu's Torah. That's Echad. I'm not fragmented. I have a complete, something complete. And Echad means the ability to bring, connect people together, to bring people together to Ovid Hashem, to be mashpi on people, because Gedula is to split the sea, but the same Gedula is to bring back together. And that's why Avraham Avinu was called Gadol Ba'anokim. So we have different aspects of this echad, and we should think about how this applies to our lives. Very often we put ourselves in situations, especially today where you have, you know, internet, where everything is, you know, able to access everything. All, there's a lot of Torah, but there's a lot of tumah, and people, you know, put themselves in contact with that. So even though they're learning, but they're mixing out on the echad, because they're bringing in tumah into their lives. And echad haya Avram. Avram was echad, means his whole mahus was b'shleimus. And he brought people together, and he didn't miss a day. And that's what we have to try very hard. Very often we're busy, this, that. But the idea of tamidim kisidram, of echad haya Avram, Hashem beirachas Avram bakol, and that's the midah that we have to strive, and that is the true Echad HaYavram, and that is the true Godless, to be able to put things together consistently. And that's our learning from Avram Avinu.